Well, Tom Andes is with us. He, of course, owns the three theaters in the central UP here, Quinnesec, Marquette, and Escanaba. The situation has been moving very rapidly. And, Tom, what is the word that you've gotten? How did you guys get notified that the governor was going to close all the theaters in Michigan?
Well, we belong to a group that keeps in close communication with our government, and particularly folks down in Lansing. So if we found out relatively early this morning that she was moving to close all bars, restaurants immediately, and then that shortly after that, we found out that movie theaters were going to be included in that starting at 3 p.m. today. So it's an unfortunate situation for everybody and all businesses, but unfortunately that's where it is as we stand here right now.
So what do you have to do then? How is it as simple as locking the door? I mean, do you have employees to worry about and so on? So how is that all gone, Tom?
So yeah, we have a lot of employees. I have over 100 employees between three different locations and three counties in the UP. And what we are doing is moving right now to come up with a two-week plan, a 30-day plan, and a 60-day plan to make sure that our key employees and main employees are taken care of and provided for during that time. I don't think a lot of people understand it takes a lot of employees to make a business go around, and a lot of those employees are long-standing employees, hardworking employees that go up above and beyond the normal call of duty on a day-to-day basis. And my job as an employer is to make sure that those people are taken care of in a very unique one-off situation we've all been thrust upon in our country here. So we take the care of our employees very seriously, and our employees that have mouths to feed and bills to pay, even though we're going to be closed for business, we're going to be actively taking care of those employees to make sure that when we do open, we still have those employees and that we can move on and go forward, because we will come out of this and everybody's going to be okay, and our business is going to be okay, and our industry is going to be okay. But right now we're in this situation and people are a little panicky. But me as a local business owner, as an employer, it's my job to make sure that my employees are okay, and we're coming up with plans right now to make sure that happens.
Okay, well, Tom, I appreciate you taking time to speak with us. I know that we'll be getting more updates, as this hopefully is a short duration. She did not say how long, at least not in the media reports that she's given to us. She put a date on, for example, how long the schools would be closed in her initial order. Did not do the same, though, unless you have some more information on that than we do.
Yeah, we were actually contacted by the Michigan Health Department to say that we need to be actively shut down until through the 30th of March. So starting as of right now, unless the situation changes, particularly if in any of the counties that we were operating, if the coronavirus were to pop up, and I felt that we were not servicing the public in a positive way by being open, that would change my opening date. But as of right now, we're planning to be open again on March 31st, and we'll be showing first-run movies at probably a discounted and normal price, but we'll also probably be rolling out second-run movies. And because of the chaos that's kind of ensued and the stress that everybody has gone through, we will be showing those second-run films to our customers and the general public for free starting on the 31st of March.